I'll read it as it appears in the New King James. Psalm 5. To the chief musician with flutes, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him with a shield. Psalm 5 is what we would call a lament. A lament is an expression of deep sorrow and of grieving before the Lord. And it's a very honest expression of the Christian life. This is one of the things that I love very much about the Psalms. Not only do we have the high praises of God, the hallelujahs that come in the Psalms, but we also have the expression of the depths of lament that are brought before the Lord. So you'll find that they are an honest expression of the Christian life. Here the psalmist says that he cries out to God. Those are the words of lament. But the lament of the Christian is very different from the lament of the world. A Christian does not cry out alone. The Christian cries out to a God and to a God who hears. Not a God who is distant or a God who is deaf, but a God who hears. David laments and explores one of the great mysteries of redemptive history because of this lament. His lament is about how the wicked seem to blaspheme God and show their wickedness over and over again. And it sets up something of a comparison for David. You should be familiar with this from the first several Psalms. There's the way of the wicked on the one hand, and the way of the righteous on the other. And in that comparison, David is led to think, but I am not righteous. How is it that I, a sinner, can come before a holy God? So let me show you that just briefly from this psalm and show you how it leads to Jesus. Verses 1 through 3 are his lament. As a believer in God, he understands that God hears and answers his prayers. The wicked, on the other hand, in verses 4 through 6, are not so. David describes them as not being able to stand before God. That has in mind the idea of the judgment of the Lord. The wicked cannot come before the Lord. When we remember the scope of Scripture that teaches that we have all sinned, it leads us to that point of in a sense, conflict for David. He knows very well that he too is a sinner. And as the Bible teaches that all have sinned, it raises that interesting and most important question: how can sinners come before a holy God? And right in the center of the psalm, in verse 7, we find the answer. And this is very typical of Hebrew poetry. to find right at the center of the psalm an answer and a theme for the psalm. Verse 7 says, "But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple." And here's the answer. Here is where the righteous or the godly find their hope and the wicked find their judgment. The hope is that we come before a holy God in the multitude of mercy. Do you know what mercy is? Mercy is when God withholds the judgment that we rightly deserve. When God doesn't punish us because we are sinners. And so right at this psalm, David is looking forward to Jesus. Because it is on the cross of Christ that mercy finds its answer. The judgment that you and I deserve is taken by Jesus. We as sinners can then appear before a holy God because we have found mercy in Jesus. David goes on and says, "In fear of you, I will worship." This is not a terror of something scary, like we might see on a Halloween night. Instead, when David talks about fear, he's talking about a holy reverence. We are filled with awe at what God has done to save us from our sins. The New Testament makes plain what is prefigured by David. It points to the fact that God's ultimate expression of mercy is found in Jesus Christ. He has washed you and cleansed you of your sins because of the sacrifice of Jesus. And so the wicked, it says, following in verses 9 and 10, the wicked are pronounced guilty by God. The wicked are left in their sin, and those who are trusting in Christ rejoice as they put their trust in Him. We find that there is forgiveness even as He has promised. As you meditate on this psalm throughout the month, that has a very practical impact. And I'll leave you with these three aspects to meditate on through the month. The psalm promotes humility before the Lord. We lament because we sin, but we are redeemed because of Christ. And so we come with humility. We're not saved by works of righteousness which we have done, but because of His mercy. Second, boldness. We do enter into the presence of the Lord because of what Christ has done. And finally, joy. As this psalm closes, it encourages you to be joyful in the Lord. Your God will defend you. He will bless the righteous. He will surround you with His favor as with a shield. So meditate on that favor that you have in Jesus Christ. And worship the Lord with joy, knowing that you have received mercy. Let's do that by singing Psalm 5. We'll use selection A throughout the month. Think of Jesus, the mercy of God portrayed to you. Think of the humility, the boldness, and the joy that we have in Jesus Christ. Let's sing Psalm 5A and stand to praise God.